May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for March 16th, 2019. And today I'll be going into some Aquarian insights regarding the current shift from deep state to high state, the big shift going on. I'll be talking about that today, the big event of global transformation. Most of you who listen to Cosmic Love are aware that what we call reality is simply a theory and an internalized mental model, which is at heart a way of looking at the world rather than a norm of absolutely true knowledge of how the world really is for everyone. And of course, we all have our own filters on reality, and however we view it, we can appreciate that we are participating in a process whereby the universe is experiencing itself. I mean, we are in the universe, and the universe is in us as we experience our higher self in a high state of co-measurement with all that is real in the larger scheme of universe. So it's kind of a philosophical frame of reference for, you know, the experience of cosmic love. It's, of course, what we make it, each to their own perspective. And I'm going to be going into the show today regarding publication I just sent out yesterday. Before I do that, though, I sometimes begin these shows with a cosmic weather report. And today I'll be talking about the solar flash event that's progressing with a lot of space weather, including gamma ray bursts and surges in higher frequencies that are morphing the matrix of consciousness. And that energy is being calibrated today and throughout much of this week by some very unique geometries between the sun, moon, and planets. And this quantum field astrology affects our internet psychology in very subtle ways, as does homeopathy and acupuncture. I mean, we're talking about subtle but effective. And as a metaphysical intuitive, you might say, I tune into these energies each day in the week before the show while I assemble the puzzle pieces, which represent G-O-D as the geometric ordered divinity that is geometrizing progressive revelations regarding the event of global transformation at this time, which I try to represent with timely videos and articles in my weekly blog compendium, as I'll be discussing today. So there's a lot to cover. I'm going to go right into it. And rather than going into the unique astrology of the hour, which I could spend a lot more time on, but last time I did that, I didn't finish the narrative regarding the compendium that I want to share with you like today. And I'll be doing a reading from this compendium of the week that is linked in the show notes, and it's called Full Disclosure from Deep State to High State. I published this yesterday, and with more than 10,000 on my Cosmic Love show list, I've been getting quite a buzz on the internet, so I'll try to translate as I narrate. So here's the preface to Full Disclosure from Deep State to High State. Full disclosure of oneself, as in public speaking, is commonly considered to be one's greatest fear, like being naked on stage. And this is similar to the fear of a pervasive deep surveillance state that ranges from full-body scans at the airport to the Orwellian profiling and disappearing of dissent on the deep state-controlled internet. So back on March 1st, just a couple weeks ago, from Wake Up World, there was an article on understanding how the deep state controls the internet. And you can read that article with the link that I provide, again, in the show notes. So deep state media incessantly programs cognitive dissonance for disconnect from a high state vision of virtuous victory, because that would end the pathological paradigm paralysis of the deep state's endless terror for war tactics that surrender freedom for security until we have neither. And this phenomena of what we see with so much cognitive dissonance in the mainstream media is disturbing, to say the least. And fortunately, a high state of valor, I'm talking about the vision of virtue and valor for the victory of, you know, the high state, there's an energy of cooperative, you might say, co-creation, mankind as kind man, that is ordained for coordination on Earth as in cosmos at large. Now, I've been talking about this in previous shows and previous blogs regarding what I refer to as the Genesis Project. But the keynote in this preface before I get into this material is that one of my favorite quotes from Marianne Williamson in her book, A Return to Love, and she says, quote, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people would feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." So that is really the spirit of waking up, wising up, and rising up with a, as Marianne Williams says in her book, a return to love. And that energy, of course, excuse me, manifests on a collective level, the collective consciousness, means that game's up for deep state dystopia. And it's about to happen, folks. You know, mark my words, but don't believe me without due diligence. This is something that you can check out for yourself in this week's compendium that I'll be going into of the transformation from deep state to high state with dynamics that are compelling global enlightenment with a healthy dose of cosmic love. So I've got quite a few videos embedded in this compendium. Like I say, the link will be in the show notes. And I've got infographics and quite a few quotes, links, articles. And the theme, you might say, at this time, with the energies at this time, is reuniting with the high state. Full disclosure, from deep state to high state, but reuniting with the high state. This has to do with, you know, Mercury retrogrades going on now. And, you know, so remember Mercury retrograde and you might say the energies of recentering, reconnecting, regenesis. I mean, Mercury retrograde is kind of a review process. You know, when it's going retrograde, the energies, it's a good time to remember, recenter, reconnect for regenesis. And this understanding is kind of, you can relate it to the ego, and just as the ego separates us from our higher self, people have forgotten their connection to source. You know, the high state of unified field consciousness with true common sense that is heart coherent. So if we're going to do a reconnect, you know, a recentering and a regenesis, it's all about, you know, a return to source, a return to love. Cosmic love, universal love, and, you know, this unified field, common sense, heart coherent consciousness. So So you can say that mankind has lost their connection to nature, source, in steps. Many have thought that they could control everything without being part of the source, and they tried to be separate, and they're finding out that being separate does not work. So they're reconnecting again. But some do not want to reconnect because they like their egos being separate. They think that they can control everything, but in reality, of course, they can. Enlightened people know this, and they want a high state of love for sovereign self-control, not external control by people on ego trips that are into control because they're out of control. So it's like it's this matter of self-control, self-mastery. And one of my favorite quotes that kind of key into this process is from Cahil Gibran when he says, quote, and ever has it been known that love knows not its own depth until the hour of separation. And this is the understanding that separation from unity, consciousness, you know, source, the source field of God, love, consciousness, or however you know God, separation from however you know God is the root cause of suffering. So we have big egos in the deep state with a sense of separation from the spirit that matters, you know, the high state. That's truly best for all. And these egoic control freaks in the deep state, they're the psychopaths who have inordinate love of power that eclipses the ordained power of love. And their sociopathic minions, you know, sell their souls for the perks of power, prestige, and profit to make people as disconnected and miserable as they are. But this too shall pass. Call it mass awakening or dimensional shift or the event. Now, over the last year, I've been reporting on this event, specifically the imminent solar event that will be transforming the morphic grids of Earth, our DNA, and the collective consciousness of planetary humanity. And in the compendium, at this point in the compendium, if you're reading along from the podcast as it's available, I say that you can check out this great awakening process that's going on, this event. There's a link that you can click on regarding this great awakening, and it's a chart that you can, and when you click on it, you go to the website, and it's got this chart, and you can click on any part of it you want to enlarge. For example, the great solar flash is a major portion of it with big letters, and that section of the chart, you can read about how this occurs every 25,900 years as part of the precession of the equinox. This is the cycle through, you know, this process of the called the precession of the equinox, sometimes called the Great Year in Mayan astrology. But this is when Earth at this time, every 25,900 years, we enter the Aquarian deep space energies. In other words, the deep space energies of Aquarius are being stepped down into our solar system, our sun, causing solar release of 5D flashes, you know, spikes in Schumann resonance and gamma wave carriers of frequency of and for a kind of a spectral enlightenment that's the opposite of spectral autism, you might say. So anyway, that's, you know, find that interesting, that chart on the Great Awakening, and you'll see some pretty interesting stuff going on there. There's many dimensions of this Great Awakening and dimensions of this great solar flash, you know, at the same time that are occurring at this time as part of this Great Awakening. So I've disclosed this huge event that's going to be happening with multiple perspectives and videos and articles recently, ranging from astrophysicists and new whistleblowers of the secret space program to corroborating evidence in last week's compendium. on what's coming soon. And there's a link again in regarding this blog. There's a link at this point of the blog in the narrative where you can click on last week's compendium. It's also referenced at the top, you know, the previous compendium. And I don't know if I'm going to have time to go into that today. If I get that far, I'll be able to give a little cursory overview on that narrative. So, anyway, this event is a major thing going on. It doesn't happen all at once. It's not going to be one giant flash. It's actually, you know, in the larger scheme of things, if you compress it in time, it looks like it's going to be happening over this, you know, a period of time. It's happening now somewhat. It's going to be accelerating with these peaks in the Schumann resonance, with the surge of gamma rays, you know, affecting the morphic grids of the Earth. And anyway, this is a process that's happening. It's accelerating. It's intensifying. And it can manifest in ways that are much different from what you may have imagined, and yet much better than you could have hoped for. And this has to happen because we're facing the darkness, you might say, before the dawn. And this darkness is portents of like an extinction level event, unless the dawn of regenesis. You know, this basically return to love. Cosmic love, universal law, language, commeasurement with, you know, all that is, you know. And so what I'm going to go into now is a little bit controversial. You know, I use the header high state trumps the deep state, ? I mean, is this what we're looking at? There's going to be a surge in higher energies and frequencies that's going to trump or otherwise transcend the, you know, deep state paradigm paralysis. Well, if you read the article above that I referenced, you know, the high-tech abuse of power, you are aware of a war going on against personal freedom in America and globally. This is the level of cognitive dissonance and disinformation and misinformation, you know, fake news, you might say. There's like a psychological warfare going on. Well, it's spiritual also, really, above all. It's the spirit that matters. But we're talking about, you know, the problem with high technology when it is abused, just like when money is abused. You know, that we've got, you know, we've got problems, and the high tech without high touch, you know, personalized with virtues of honor and compassion, I mean, that's heartless and destructive. So the dark side of high tech, a deep state power trip, is diametrically opposed to the high state's power of loving, wise dominion. I mean, the high state of the Internet is the light side of the force that naturally neutralizes the dense dark side deep state. And for the dark side deep state, safe and effective means it doesn't kill us outright, but it controls the population while profiting from disease. Now, this is controversial, what I'm going to go into. I'm going to give examples of this. And excuse me, I have a little drink there, but because this is, I'm getting myself ready because this is some pretty heavy stuff. This is stuff that I usually don't like to deal with at all because it's, so to speak, negative. But we're talking about reality therapy, you know, from deep state to high state. And you know, if people don't see a problem, well, there's no solution because you know, it's no problem. So it's like, you know, the difficulty has always been, you know, how do you address something that's really dark, negative, and, you know, a problem that's virtually evil, you know, without getting people depressed. Well, I'm going through both the problem and solution, you know, from deep state to high state, and you know, the you might say the clear the more clearly defined is the problem, the easier it is to define a solution. And it becomes self-evident when there's that full awareness, that full, you might say, you know, revelation of how bad things are and how good things can be. Because the context of how good things can be, if it's clearly we've got a problem, you know, that we can change from, then it becomes self-evident we move in that direction. So I'm going to go into an example here. You might say the deep state, the dark side deep state, gave us safe and effective fluoridation of water systems across the U.S. Now, I'm referring to, trying to emphasize this safe and effective, you know, expression that we're told that fluoridation is. And they gave us this, so to speak, safe and effective fluoridation of water systems across the U.S. When in the truth of this is, and this is, again, we're not told this, that Hitler fluoridated water, his water supplies in concentration camps, because it's a neurotoxin that addles the brain by calcifying the pineal gland. It makes people passive. It addles the brain. It calcifies the pineal gland. It's also an enzyme inhibitor that disrupts nutrient assimilation, causing increased cancer rates. I mean, fluoride is actually used in rat poison, and it's an industrial toxic waste, with much of it coming from China, often contaminated with heavy metals and dripped into municipal water systems across the U.S. So you can check this out for yourself at Fluoride Info. There's a website link. You can get a show notes. You'll have that link to this narrative. And at this point of the narrative, you'll have this. You can go and see a whole website understanding this situation with fluoride. Now, this is just one example. Another example, and this is back to the big tech issue and the abuse of big tech. We have the dark side, deep state big tech is likewise pushing nationwide rollout of 5G as safe and effective. They're saying it's safe and effective, but it's not. I mean, 5G is a biological disaster. It's a militarized technology used for crowd control. You can watch a little video on that, how it's been used for crowd control. I mean, it's well documented to cause a huge range of mental and physical disease. I mean, 5G may speed up internet connections, but it fries the brain while making crap out of our DNA. I mean, 5G is sometimes said by the deep state to be the icing on the cake needed to implement the ultimate in human control with the Internet of Things, IoT, that replaces natural intelligence of the internet with artificial intelligence. I mean, 5G is another plot out of hell that, like fluoride, is a deep state tool for subservience to tyranny. And again, I have a link there. See for yourself at 5G Info. And that link goes into multiple videos, articles on 5G and how it is not safe and effective. So this deep state mantra of safe and effective is nowhere more self-evident than with the sacred cow of modern medicine, which is vaccines. I mean, many people can't wrap their head around this. You know, a healthcare system that says vaccines are safe, yet pays out billions of dollars for vaccine damage and death in secret government vaccine courts. An example here was just an article from March 15th, you know, 15th a day ago from collectiveevolution.com that says, it goes into a whole article on it, 65 chemical cross-contaminants were found in a popular children's vaccine, Infanrix Hexa. And you can, you know, read that article, you know, I mean, 65 chemical cross-contaminants. So, you know, we have to be, you know, get a grip on, you know, the reality here is that the medical industrial complex makes hundreds of billions of dollars on vaccines and the lifelong disease treatment profits they create. Plus, this plot out of hell fits the deep state agenda to profit from eugenics, you know, culling overpopulation. And you can see for yourself, read about this at Vaccine Info. A link to another compendium on just vaccine information that you're probably maybe not aware of. So another example of this problem, so to speak, is that is mandatory health care, which is an oxymoron. I mean, when there's no choice, it's not healthy. So the health metrics of Americans have been plummeting since Obamacare mandated, the health insurance for everyone, like car insurance, calling it the Affordable Care Act. I mean, Big Brother demanded that we pay for insurance under penalty of prosecution, but it turns out that about 49% of claims for coverage have been refused for some health conditions. I mean, but you still must pay for insurance coverage, even though you're not being covered. I mean, I wouldn't call that affordable care. But Obamacare also tried to mandate vaccines. I mean, no choice to refuse the injection of heavy metals, toxic adjuvants, and live retrovirus into your body. I mean, the big pharma branch of the deep state is still trying to force vaccine compliance, removing all exemptions of religion or conscience. And here, March 4th, a couple weeks ago, and from the Free Thought Project published an article that, and the headline was, "As Government Pushes Mandatory Vaccination, Contaminated Vaccines Were Found in Three States Causing Infections." But you're not going to hear about this, folks. I mean, you'll hear about the media pumping fear and propaganda over the non-epidemic of measles, but here's the fact that vaccines in three states were found to be contaminated, causing infections. But the reason we're not going to hear about it is because this is being censored in the media. These articles will appear maybe locally in the newspaper in those three states, but the national media does not cover it because of the vaccine lobby, the big pharma lobby, the medical industrial complex lobbies, billions and billions of dollars. Go back to the sacred cow of vaccines, creating basically a lifetime of disease complications. But we're not hearing about it because, and here's from a week ago, we had the article that was a Natural News now that says Facebook, the title was Facebook Bans All Content on Vaccine Awareness, including facts about vaccine ingredients, vaccine injury, and vaccine industry collusion. And, I mean, we're talking about vaccine industry collusion. We're talking about billions and billions of dollars that profits that go towards paying off, with lobbies, paying off congressmen to, sponsor legislation protecting big pharma. Big pharma is, I think, 6 out of the 10 most profitable Wall Street corporations. What are they called? The Dow Jones Industrials. 6 out of 10 of them, the most profitable ones, are big pharma companies. So if you think of the billions, if not trillions of dollars that are involved, you can see how the money finds its way to Congress critters who run interference basically for high prices for drugs, etc. So this article from Natural News, headline I just referenced, was that kids got 11 vaccines in 1986 and 53 in 2017. Why? The answer is all about big pharma profits. So we're talking about, the deep state corporatocracy, corporate law whereby profits for the corporations come before the public whenever profits are at stake. The stakeholders come before the public when profits are at stake. And it's the same deep state corporatocracy we see behind big biotech. Biotech, that produces genetically modified organisms, GMOs. Now, over the years I've reported on this, the studies years ago that, independent researchers in France, they proved that GMOs cause cancer. Very dramatic proof with studies, independent studies. And what happened was much of Europe then outlawed GMOs. They banned the GMOs. But in the U.S., the deep state outlaws any requirements to disclose even GMO labeling on food. I mean, if people knew how Frankenfood could kill them, they might not eat it. So transparency for informed choice is forbidden in the U.S. regarding GMOs in our food. Excuse me. Now, in China, by contrast, they've turned back entire cargo ships of GMO grain that came from America. I mean, it was tested and then sent back because they're a GMO-free country. And so Russia has become the GMO-free breadbasket for China and Europe. Well, they were becoming the breadbasket for Europe, but the U.S. punished Russia with sanctions so they can't sell GMO-free grain to Europe because, you know, America wants to sell their GMO foods to Europe. Anyway, you can read about this, see for yourself at GMO Info. That's a link that has a whole compendium on these studies. Again, those that prove that GMOs cause cancer, etc. Things that you're not going to hear about in the mainstream media. Anyway, there's an article here I referenced, in this context regarding GMOs, and it was just February 7th. About a month ago. And this article says the headline was French, German, and German farmers destroy GMO-contaminated crops. Now, the transnational company Bayer, which is, now merged with Monsanto, you might say Bayer is the new Monsanto, they said Wednesday, here a month ago, that farmers in France and Germany were digging up thousands of hectares of fields after traces of genetically modified organisms, GMOs, which are banned for cultivation, were found in seeds sold by the company. In other words, it's outlawed in France and Germany. GMOs or crops are outlawed in France and Germany. So Monsanto slipped some through, and there was some crops, some seeds, GMO seeds that went into cultivation. And you can read about it, the article, they were caught, and had to dig up thousands of hectares of fields that had after traces of these genetically modified organisms were found in the seeds sold by the company. I mean, that's how serious it is in Europe, but it's like systemic in the United States. GMO foods, GMO crops, and we're not even, we're not even allowed to know. That it's in our foods. Deep state, like I say, it's outlawed labeling that exposes those GMOs because we might not eat them otherwise. Anyway, once you wake up to all this, it's hard to go back to sheep. That's an infographic, and I did say sheep instead of sleep. Once you wake up, it's hard to go back to sheep, and this infographic has got sheep behind the letters. And it's hard to go back to sleep. It's once you wake up, there's no going back. It's only a high state of enlightenment can counter deep state dystopia. But this is the process. We wake up, we wise up, we rise up. It's the evolutionary ascent of consciousness. This general process of high state enlightenment. This is what's going on. But looking at the bigger picture, to the rest of the world, it looks like America is in a civil war and committing suicide. Talk about the fluoride, the 5G, the GMOs, the things, and with vaccines, it seems crazy from a distant perspective to see how the American public is being severely victimized, demoralized, and outright suicided. Without protests in the streets, as we see in the ongoing three-month, yellow vest movement across Europe, I mean, this is the worst fear of the deep state, that the public will get sufficiently tired of victim-dictum to wake up, wise up, and rise up to create of web of light that we all want. Now, the segue here, I go into an article that just came out March 12th, a few days ago, by Tim Berners-Lee, you know, the founder of the web, the guy that, you know, really created, he was the creator of the original World Wide Web. And, you know, the title of this article is called 30 Years On, you know, 30 years since he created the web, what's next, you know, for the web? And to quote him, he says, if we give up on building a better web now, then the web will not have failed us. We will have failed the web. And the way I interpret that, the way I understand that, you know, as we shape the web shapes us. And in the larger scheme of quantum reality, you know, the future has already occurred. You know, time and space are relative. And it's already occurred with a high-state version of the Internet. You know, the World Wide Web, the web of consciousness, the Internet, you know, the outer net, you know, the Internet is the man of the physical manifestation of the Internet, you might say. But the Internet itself is like the superconscious, the collective consciousness, the unified field. Sometimes people refer to it as, you know, the mind of universe, the mind of God, the order basically, you know, the web of light, the Antakarana. Some people understand it as the Akashic Records. It's virtually, you know, this is the Internet, as in different understandings in this regard. So this future that I'm referring to, that's already occurred, you know, in the quantum field, you know, where the time, past, present, and future are one, are all connected. That future will see the computer internet revolution mature. It will evolve to the next level of what I refer to as Web 3.0 hardware cyber ethics. And, of course, those who read my material on a regular basis, it's not that I harp on that subject of hardware, Web 3.0 and cyber ethics. It's just that this is there's a natural evolutionary process that is holistically integrating hardware, software, and netware with a universal interface capabilities for global interaction on a mass-to-mass scale in our ubiquitous social networks. So true transparency with well-informed choice in all our social, political, and economic institutions will optimize open systems of telecom, you know, telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, for upgrade of our five core internet freedoms. Now, I have some links there in the narrative. If you're reading along at this point, you know, from the link in the show notes, then you can read that article if you haven't yet on the upgrade of five core internet freedoms, what that looks like, you know, with the electronic internet upgrade update of core, you might say, Bill of Rights, core freedoms, freedom of speech, assembly, petition, government, etc., what that will look like, how that will transform the world, you know, the family, mankind, and a global village, how that will basically represent people directly, more directly. And again, those who know me and my story, how I been working on this since back in November of 1974 when I gave a presentation to 10 agencies of the federal government on Capitol Hill regarding a vision at this future summit. And I gave a presentation to 10 agencies regarding what the bicentennial era can look like with an upgrade of our core internet freedoms with a universal interface model. And that's how long I've been working on this, talking about this. I've been back to the drawing board thousands of times, modeling this, stepping it down so it ain't rocket science. You know, so it's basically third grade, 9 years old, you know, as in connect the dots, you know, we've seen the evolution of technology from hardware, IBM, to software, to Microsoft emphasis, to netware with the internet, and now with hardware. It's like a natural evolution with the hardware as far as a heart coherence standard and a mind congruence frame of reference that coordinates the, you might say, the coordinates of consciousness from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, with brightness, scale, color spectrum, and depth of field, you know, meaning with numbers, sequence, and a universal interface that could be used on your touchstone keypad on your computer or, you know, on your smartphone with just three numbers and sequence, creating a dot and a cube, and how that works. Again, that's explained with the multiple articles I provide and links if you want to read about this model of Web 3.0, you know, hardware cyber ethics. You know, like Web 1.0 was like the original internet with email. Web 2.0 was social platforms, you know, like Facebook, other social platforms where you can interact on the platforms. Web 3.0 will culture social conscience in our social networks with an interactive interface where 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people can respond at the same, like a video program that they're watching at the same time, to basically input the language of consciousness, the language of light, that will basically culture more light, more consciousness within a collective field perspective that is represented with this dot in the cube in a field of dots at any one moment of a video. And just like you can watch a YouTube video and you can move the cursor ahead to on the timeline to see different moments, well, with this hardware, you would actually be able to see at any point in the timeline how a field of consciousness reads out in people's response. And again, with these three numbers in sequence, which corresponds to the brightness, scale, color spectrum, and depth of field, you might say, of meaning and value and purpose, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, you know, these dimensions of the holodeck, you know, the holographic field of consciousness with context and meaning at any one point of the video, there would be a way to reference this. And again, this is for some people, they can wrap their head around this and think abstractly and conceive this and understand what I'm referring to and how this is the natural evolution of the computer internet revolution. And, of course, how it is represented holistically, there's a lot of healing applications to this, and I refer to this as global telecare, you know, universal self-care, you know, and how that will be possible. In an enlightened future, we're talking about not just global telecom for upgrading, you know, core constitutional, you know, Bill of Rights freedoms, but we're talking about, you know, healing the healthcare system with free online universal self-care for billions of global netizens. Now, I mean, I'm talking about a truly non-profit model of holistic healthcare, as explained at Global Telecare, which is an article. You know, the link is provided, and some of you know what I'm referring to because you can skip right over this because I've been discussing this over the last several years, what this will look like, how this will work, and how the pathological paradigm of disease profiteering in America will be checked and balanced by empirical database standards for defining and refining what works best for highly personalized analysis, prevention, and management of disease according to one's unique body type and symptom profile. So better informed choice in healthcare will also optimize open systems of telecare to heal the sick, disease profiting system. I mean, the incentives of the system are all wrong. The incentives of the system, that there's more profit, the more disease there is. So the indirectly causing disease for the direct, you know, like with vaccines, for the direct treatment of disease, that whole insanity needs to be checked and balanced and otherwise transcended. That's the big shift, sometimes referred to the mass awakening to this awareness to where, you know, once you wake up, you know, you're no longer a sheep or asleep. So obviously a golden age of global civility will represent a high state of TLC at the heart of our core social, political, and economic institutions. And that means more telecare for health, more teleconscience with telecom, and telecommunity, cyber ethics for telecommerce. I mean, this is really important now because of the coming event, this event. I mean, common sense that is pro-life for our life would put an end to the pro-death extinction-level corruption of war and disease profiteering that is killing us. I mean, a pro-life vision of virtue and valor for the victory of global TLC could definitely mitigate the self-destruct machinations of the deep state corporatocracy, which is bound by their own corporate law and their own agenda to maximize profits and for stockholders before the public whenever profits are at stake. So, again, this too shall pass, but this is the problem. We got incentives that are self-destructive for profit that are killing us. And I've been, you know, pretty clear, you know, laying it out, you know, from fluoride to 5G to the GMOs, the vaccines. I mean, it's serious, folks. I mean, it's like there is a solution. I mean, the blueprint for a golden age, you know, all this TLC, you might say, all these dimensions of TLC, from telecom, telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, you know, education, telecare, health, telecommerce, with cyber ethics, and what that will look like and how that works. There are solutions, and they'll be sorely needed if and when the solar event occurs. Could be this month, could be this year. A lot of people are saying, you know, within this year. I mean, it's happening now, will be accelerating. You know, if you compress the timeline, even if it was over the next several years, if you compress the timeline into the present, it would look like a flash. But if you, you know, if you spread it out, you might say it's a full spectrum, you know, surge in the field of consciousness, where different people are, you know, surging on different, you know, perspectives, or different elements of the different frequencies, different bands, you might say, of the spectrum. Different people are waking up in different ways based on their own filters, based on their own genetics, based, you know, their own, I mean, DNA is actually a transceiver. It receives and sends energies, they know now. And the field of consciousness is a function of not just our DNA, but our astrology, psychology, and other factors, but everyone's processing differently. And some people are having more of a full spectrum experience and, you know, waking up, and some people are different bands, you might say, different frequencies of their full spectrum consciousness are being amplified, and others are, you know, not so much. And it's creating a lot of, you know, there's a lot of articles being written on the symptoms of this event that people are experiencing, from losing time, losing space-time, coordinates, references to, you know, just having, being discombobulated, you know, because their normal frame of reference and their filters of how they process energy and consciousness, they're being impacted, you know, and it's being discombobulated, you might say. So, I mean, imagine what happens when the morphic grids of the Earth are charged with a high energy reset that morphs our DNA, our consciousness, and matter in general with a 5D upgrade that makes 3D ego-tripping transparent and retro, I mean, virtually obsolete. Imagine that. I mean, like I say, this process could be much different than what you imagine, yet better than you may have hoped for. So the big question is, you know, if this happens within this a month or over this next 6 months, or I mean, if it's going to be peaking here, you know, but this flash, this event over this year, I mean, will we be prepared to reinvent global civilization with 5D tools and processes that nurture TLC in all dimensions of self and civilization? will we be ready? I mean, what will that look like in terms of global holistic healing, in terms of cryptocurrency and blockchains for secure transactions with cyber ethics, you know, and commerce and telecommerce? I mean, there's a lot of dimensions of this. Different blogs, I've been going into different dimensions of this. I mean, but if you look at the big picture, we're really on the threshold, on the cusp, and some people would say, yeah, this is the cusp of the Aquarian age of freedom and love. You know, Aquarian dispensation. The age of Aquarius. I mean, what does that mean? Well, you know, it means a higher consciousness than where we're than coming from. So be ready to slip the surly bounds of 3D egoic space-time with effective sensory perception, ESP. I didn't say extra. There's nothing extra about it when you've got effective sensory perception. And this is, you know, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you might say, that is surging and purging, you might say, the deep state. This is the high state that's surging in the unmitigated internet, the internet that replaces Google, you might say, with direct access to the Akashic records of the universal mind, the source field, the super consciousness, the 5D love, you know, multi-dimensional cosmic love. I had to get that in there. You know, I am the host of Cosmic Love. I can't think of anything better to do to create a frame of reference that somehow orients where this event is going, what it means in terms of a multi-dimensional unity consciousness, a unified field, a common sense that may be uncommon now, but that's only because of the sense of separation from, you know, you might say the unity consciousness of the united sovereigns of Earth, you know, as we get our act together. So it's happening, folks. You know, shift happens, and the big shift is on. So as a new TLC order, tender loving care, an order, the divine, you know, the power of love, as that TLC order holistically matriculates, the corrupt patriarchal order disintegrates. And we're talking about establishing the Aquarian Foundation. So that's pretty much the main part of the show for today. I wanted to reference some of the videos that are also provided that you can watch. You know, and this is again the link in the show notes for the podcast. They're at the bottom of the page. You'll be able to look at these videos. One of them is called Stargate 25, and it's just a short, trailer for a whole series of, like, you know, more than a decade of TV shows, Stargate SGI, Stargate Atlanta, Stargate Universe. I think it's about 15 years of TV shows. And the TV show is a sci-fi cover, the Stargate series, is a sci-fi psyop cover story for a 37-year deep state secret Stargate program. You know, hiding it out in the open is fiction. And these shows are archived at Hulu.com. So there's another video, and it's a bit longer. It's called The Crisis of Science. It's from the Corbet Report. It's brilliant. James Corbet is brilliant, and that video gets into the crisis of, you know, all the fake science and fake news creates, you know, perception, deception. And what's the root there? What's happened to, you know, the state of science being privatized by the corporatocracy and skewered, you know, to fit their agenda, even though it's, and they're you might say they're faking it, or they're manipulating the data and creating, you know, fake science. And of course, the media, fake news, is propagating it, creating perception, deception. And there's, along that vein, you know, there's the video after that's called The Suppressed History of the United States, and this is by Really Graceful. It's a lady, it sounds like a young lady, she's got a really sweet voice, and she has a way of explaining history in a nutshell, and, you know, very, you know, very brilliant. some of the videos, graphics, they don't segue that well, but if you, the content of what she is saying with suppressed history, a lot of brilliant stuff. And that gives, you know, we can't move forward until we know well where we're coming from. And basically, again, on the timeline, a part of the solution comes out of a good understanding of the problem, and understanding of suppressed history is a good way to approach that. So, and the final article I've got here, and this is, gets pretty intense, pretty heavy. It's called The Event. You know, I saved the best for the last. And it's like The Event, the pole shift update, and the 5D shift. And there's a video there. And it is pretty intense. And I got to tell you, there's a whole series by this Ben Davidson who does this, the video that's included here. And it's really intense and really heavy. And it's about the event, the electromagnetics of the planet, the magnetic shift of the planet, the pole shift, the portents for pole shift. And it's like a dramatic conclusion of this series that asks the questions. I mean, how would your life change if you knew deep within your consciousness that such a dramatic conclusion, you know, a powerful transformation of the Earth was about to unfold? What would you do differently now? And how might it catalyze tremendous inspiration for change within you? So that's some pretty serious food for thought, folks. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. Keep the faith. See the good. Make it so. Look forward to speaking to you here in a few weeks. Happy trails till we meet again. Bye-bye.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.